Coming up first, we've got new data on job openings in the U.S. And welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines for the first day of August, 2023. In other news, will yellow freight drivers find comparable jobs? The short answer seems to be no. Musk makes good on his legal threat. Hey, did you know that solar panels wear out? Surprise, a new industry is born. DEI is dead at the Magic Kingdom. We'll tell you about that. We've got the Wall Street Report and our ad sales about to rebound. Speaking of advertising and marketing, Alan Kemp from the Iowa League of Cities joins me to talk about marketing communities and a new program they've launched to help make that happen. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines, and welcome to a brand new month, the month of August, which means lots of state fairs are happening, and yeah, you can count us in. Hey, you want to count on us to get into your social media? You can find us on Twitter at, it's called X now, I guess, sorry, at IOB_NewsHour, and on Threads, it's Insight on Business. The Labor Department reported that employers posted fewer job openings in June. It's a sign that the hot labor market is cooling just a bit. The Associated Press is reporting that job openings dropped to 9.6 million in June. That's down slightly from the previous month, but much lower than the 10.3 million job openings in April and the fewest in more than 2 years. The government's report also showed that the number of people who quit their jobs in June fell sharply to 3.8 million from 4.1 million, another sign the job market is slowing. So, why does all this matter? Well, the Federal Reserve is seeking to cool hiring because if companies are less desperate to add workers and fewer people are quitting to seek higher-paying positions elsewhere, then businesses will be under less pressure to raise pay to find and keep workers. What does that mean? Well, smaller pay hikes could help lower inflation, since businesses won't have to lift their prices to offset higher labor costs. Now you know. Well, all of that had an impact on the markets, which closed mixed today, and I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. About 22,000 Teamster truck drivers at Yellow Freight are out of a job as the company shuts down operations. And at first blush, one would think it might be easy for those drivers to find work elsewhere. Why? Because of the huge driver shortage in the U.S. However, those shortages are mostly carriers that have full truckloads of items, and not, like Yellow, that specialized in less-than-truckload or LTL shipping. What that means is that Yellow trucks would carry smaller loads with various destinations rather than long hauls with complete loads destined for one company. Most Yellow drivers could be home overnight, but now getting a job like that will be more difficult. And given the age of many of these drivers who have decades of experience, will they want to do over-the-road hauling? It will be something to watch. However, they may not have much of a choice. You know, free speech is a good thing unless you and your company are being spoken about, or so it would seem with Elon Musk, who has made good on his threat to sue a group of researchers who've been tracking the uptick in hate speech on X, or the site formerly known as Twitter. The AP is reporting that the suit accuses the nonprofit Center for Countering Digital Hate of violating X's terms of service by improperly collecting a vast amount of data for its analysis. The suit also alleges, without offering evidence, by the way, that the organization is funded by foreign governments and media companies who view X as competition. The legal fight between the tech company, which was acquired by Elon Musk last year, and the center could have significant implications for a growing number of researchers and advocacy groups that seek to help the public understand how social media is shaping society and culture. The suit claims the center's work has cost X tens of millions of dollars in lost ad revenue. In response to the legal action, Ayman Ahmed, the center's founder and CEO, defended its work and accused Musk of using the lawsuit to silence criticism of his leadership, as well as research into the role X plays in spreading misinformation and hate speech. And by the way, in a related story, you know that big X sign that went up over the other day on the company's headquarters? Yeah, well, that had to come down. It seems Elon had not secured a work permit. Yes, those two familiar words, dumpster fire. Well, I guess we never considered this, but solar panels, we are told, wear out. And that fact has given birth to a new industry, which is solar panel recycling. The Associated Press is reporting that the largest solar panel recycling plant in North America has opened in Yuma, Arizona, just as the flow of used and spent solar panels sharply ramps up. We Recycle Solar can process 345,000 pounds of modules in a single day, or roughly 69 million pounds each year. The business sends about 60% of the panels for resale and reuse, and strips apart and repurposes the value materials like copper and aluminum. Some of the used panels are sold out of a shop in Puerto Rico, where the grid was destroyed by back-to-back hurricanes Maria and Irma. The goal is to address an anticipated tsunami of solar waste and keep that solar waste out of landfills. The company also employs a trained crew that goes out and dismantles solar farms and brings those panels back to the recycling center intact. Well, it's official. Anything to do with diversity, equity, and inclusion is a dead issue at Disney World. The AP is reporting that the programs have been abolished from Walt Disney World's governing district, which is now controlled by appointees of Governor Ron DeSantis. The move is an echo of the Florida governor's agenda, which has championed curtailing such programs in higher education and elsewhere. The Central Florida Tourism Oversight District said in a statement on Tuesday that its Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee would be eliminated, as would any job duties connected to it. Also gone were initiatives left over from when the district was controlled by Disney supporters, which awarded contracts based on goals of achieving racial or gender parity, all of which apparently now is a very bad thing. Stocks ended the day mixed as Wall Street enters a new month and a new quarter. The Dow gained only 71 points to close at 35,630, while the NASDAQ fell by 62 points to end the trade at 14,283, and the S&P 500 was off the mark by 12 points to finish the Tuesday session at 4576. So, what happened? Well, stocks appeared to be taking a breather after roaring higher in the first 7 months of this year, with both the Dow and S&P 500 less than 5% off record territory touched by early 2022. Investors were focused on jobs data that's due on Thursday and key monthly reading on the labor market, which is due on Friday. A strong labor market has been credited with helping the U.S. economy out of a recession, which until recent months felt nearly unavoidable as the Federal Reserve continued to quickly jack up rates. On the flip side, strong wage gains continue to fuel consumption by households and have kept upward pressure on prices and the Fed's short-term rates, which in July, by the way, touched the highest level in 22 years. A heated labor market potentially will mean even more Fed hike rates to come, which could eventually derail the economy, hurt corporate profits, and pull stocks lower. Yikes. By the way, West Texas Intermediate crude again closed above $81 a barrel. And finally, there is this. And this is about the increase in media advertising sales. Axios is reporting that so far, 2023 has been a rough year for the media and tech worlds, but there are encouraging signs that the worst of the cost-cutting and job losses may be behind us. It cites analysts' optimism that the second half of the year could see an ad market rebound, with one analyst noting the 7.7% second quarter surge in business investment spending is a good indicator that the underlying tone is positive for advertising and marketing. Another analyst pointed to the ad industry's quickening pace of growth and expansion in the second quarter as evidence that a comeback is imminent. From our side of the fence, we truly hope so. All right, stay with us for the interview with Alan Kemp, the executive director of the Iowa League of Cities. And we are talking a bit about advertising and marketing. We're talking about advertising and marketing the city or community in which you live. You see, there's a high chance that not many people know about how a city operates. We'll dive into that and more just a click away.